Hi, peeps. This is the last night of my first trip to Saudi Arabia. And it's been good. I don't mind it here at all. I don't want to go home because I like it here. But I do want to go home because I like it at home. And I'm desperate to see my daughter. What's different here? First of all, the driving. Oh, they drive like lunatics. No girly drivers. They have, well, there's lots of different sorts of cars. There's a lot of four-wheel drives, of course. Lots of flash cars, mostly white. We saw this white Ferrari today. Don't think I've ever seen a white Ferrari before. Roundabouts, nobody indicates. And they just pull right across you. They pull right across you wherever you are, from any lane to any lane. They have these really weird switchback thingies when you're driving along the highway or the dual carriageway and you just suddenly do a U-ey and it's all perfectly legal and dangerous, but it's just okay. It's a bit like being on the Big Dipper, I suppose. Petrol is dirt cheap, £4.50 to fill your tank. And some of them drive these huge American Dukes of Hazzard mobiles. Well, I suppose it's the only, if it's only £4.50 to fill up your gas guzzler, then you probably would drive one if you felt like that way. That was a silly, sounded a bit silly, didn't it? Never mind, I'm not going to stop talking now. The toilets, oh God, they're awful. I need to research those. They don't have toilet paper. So what do they do? I mean, I always have toilet paper, well, tissues in my bag. But what do they do? And some of them are like these French standy-over ones, which are the best of times. And you like tucking your abaya under your chin whilst you sort of wriggle a bit. Very, very odd. Eating out, it's okay, except that I have to go in through the back door. To the family section. They have the main section or the front section for the men folk. And also, oh, some of these poor girls, they have to do this eating behind the veil thingy where one hand pulls up the corner of their veil and the other hand shoves in a fork full of food and then they drop the veil once it's been put into their mouth. I mean, how ridiculous is that? I feel very uncomfortable sitting in a place where girls are having to do that. I don't mind wearing my abaya at all. To me, you know, it's just putting on a black coat to go out, really. I think that's all I've got to say. I can tell you about the food. Supermarket shopping is probably cheaper than at home. They have bits of Western stuff, which is dearer than at home. Nothing else is cheaper, really. Clothes are dearer. It's Marks and Spencers, but it's like a bit frumpy, like 20 years ago was. And British Home Stores, which would you be seeing dead in? But yeah, I tell you what's cheaper though, Tiffany's. Didn't get anything this time, didn't milk him, but he has been working here 6 years, so I'm not complaining. Right. I'm going now. That's all. It's been a very serious one from your own correspondent. Bye.